This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One, two, three, four. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's go with John. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Good to talk with you, man. How can I help?
I have a young lady that's trying to push me on Juice Plus, and she tells me that it's the thing that I need to keep taking instead of the things that I'm taking already. She says it'll cure almost everything, but I don't believe it'll cure almost everything. But there's a lot of controversy on Juice Plus, and the things that I'm reading says you almost got to start selling it to be able to afford to take it.
Well, it can be a little bit expensive, but also, most supplements can be that way, so it just depends on the quality. And Juice Plus has got good quality, and the reason it's got good quality is because it's made from a whole food source. And a whole food source, whole food vitamins are very different than synthetic vitamins. And the synthetic vitamins, they don't digest, they don't absorb very well. For example, one of the big, and I don't really want to use it, but one of the big name brands is they've done studies on it. Okay, let's talk about a multivitamin for a minute. Okay, it's synthetic, all made in the lab. I mean, everything's made in the lab, but the ingredients are synthetic, all right, man-made. And so in these vitamins, if they're not whole food, the body's going to absorb a whole food vitamin by about 80 or 90%. Means that it can use most of it. And it's good for you. There's not a lot of byproducts. There's not a lot of fillers. Well, with synthetic vitamins, the body hardly can use anything, maybe 5%, maybe 10%. When they did a study on this mainstream multivitamin that's used with everyone, I mean, it's one of the biggest multivitamins that's marketed out there, they found that less than 5% of it was used. It's unbelievable. So the great thing I like about Juice Plus is that it's from a whole food source. You've got your green one and you have your red one. One gives you your fruits, technically, and one gives you your vegetables. It gives you some of the most potent forms of nutrients from those food groups. Now, here's the deal, though. The way it's kind of been marketed throughout the years is if you don't, you know, we don't eat enough fruits and vegetables every single day. So you take your Juice Plus, and you'll get kind of your recommended daily allowance of your fruit and vegetable servings. And the challenge with that is you got everybody eating their fast food, taking their Juice Plus, thinking they're going to be healthy. Okay, that's not really the case. So here's my whole point with Juice Plus and all of that. It's a great product, no doubt about it. It is within the multi-level marketing world. So in some ways, by becoming whatever they have as a distributor, you're going to get a better deal on it. But at the same time, if you're going to get any supplement, it is a little bit more expensive. If you're going to get any supplement that's worth anything, it's going to cost some money. Because the ones that are $5 at your local discount store are not worth a hill of beans. And people tend to gravitate toward that because they'll hear, I don't know, they hear me talk about vitamin B5 or they hear me talk about vitamin D, and they'll go buy a $5 vitamin D and then nothing changes. And they say, well, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about. No, it's not that. It's because the quality of what you're putting in your body is not worth anything. So the quality is everything. You're going to pay money for it. It's okay. Juice Plus is good for being an additive or an adjunct to an already great diet and healthy lifestyle, but it's not everything. You need to eat fruits and vegetables at every serving of your meal, of all your meals, as part of your foundational nutritional plan, so that you can thrive in your health, and your body can remake those good, new, healthy cells. It's not going to happen any other way without food. I don't care what supplement it is. So my thing is Foundational 4, whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes, cod liver oil, and your probiotics. You need those with a diet. Now, anything else you want to add on top of that, you want to add some Juice Plus in there to get some extra nutrients, no problem. But it's not going to be your ace in the hole. There is no ace in the hole when it comes to supplements. There are several things that you need to have that are replacements from things that we don't get in our diet. But Juice Plus is not, there's no way two pills are going to give you all the fruits and vegetables that are in your diet. And now I'm going to get emails tomorrow from all the Juice Plus people. But I think it's a great product. I'm not knocking it. I think it's great. There's a lot of great things you can do with it, and it does provide a lot of help, but you can't replace a good diet from that. So if you're wanting to spend your money on it, no problem, but I would make sure you got a good whole food multivitamin, cod liver oil, digestive enzymes, probiotics, that that's sitting on your table first. Before you put the other two, green, the little green top and the red top on your table. I hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go now to Emma. Hi, Emma.
Yes.
Hi,
this is Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Yes.
What is your question?
I'm bothered with terrible arthritis. It hasn't been bad until the last couple of months. And now I've been sent to my regular physician is really treating, going to put me on Celebrex. I am a fruit and vegetable consumer. I consume a very little red meat. And I eat a lot of fruits and vegetables every week. Every week. I have vegetable like a salad with my breakfast.
Okay. You're dealing with arthritis, and it's been a challenge for you for some time. Now, you feel like your diet...
it's been a challenge
like
for a long time, but it just got worse the last couple of months.
Okay, the last couple of months. And you feel like your diet is pretty good. You eat plenty of red meat, fresh fruits and vegetables. And you're wondering why there's such a flare-up going on right now. Is that right?
Yes, yes. I eat a lot. I don't eat much red meat. I usually eat fowl and seafood 95% of the time.
Okay.
And I eat vegetables. Like I said, sometimes I have a salad for my breakfast. Not lettuce,
okay.
But usually I like spinach because it's a dark vegetable and some shredded carrots and then my egg on that.
Emma, are you taking any medicine right now? Does your physician have you taken any medicine for arthritis?
Actually, I wasn't taking any. He's just ordered me some yesterday because I've been trying to avoid taking those medicines.
So, all right, so you're 88 years young. Now, talk to me about exercise. Does it hurt too much to get out and exercise? Is that a part of what you do or not?
Yes, what I have some exercises that my primary care physician sent me to a therapist last year that I could do with my limitations.
Okay.
And I can do those except there were some with the pulley. I can't do the pulley exercises because I have to pull with my arms and I have to use all those other exercises that are without being able to pull on these joints.
Have you had your vitamin D level checked on blood work?
My vitamin D level was checked about 3 months ago, and I'm now on
what number was it?
1,000 units of vitamin D weekly.
So it was low, evidently. That's why
yes,
they put you on 50,000 units. Okay. So here's the key. When you've got arthritis and you're dealing with osteoarthritis specifically, vitamin D is a key. Boron can be really good, too. So you might want to talk to your doctor about boron. It's another mineral that works hand-in-hand with vitamin D and calcium and really helps in those situations. Vitamin C is good, too. But don't forget those omega-3 fats like cod liver oil. A lot of times taking one tablespoon a day can be really helpful. But many times you can go multiple tablespoons. But again, you're going to get with your doc on that and make sure they're okay because they're managing you within that. That can make a huge difference when you're dealing with arthritis and cut down on inflammation in the body, something for you to look into. We'll talk soon. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Place where your health really is your greatest wealth. And if you've got questions, we've got answers. If you want to shoot me an email during the day, I'll be glad. Also, if you have questions, you can post them on Facebook and Twitter. Either one of those. If you're not in the social media world, you need to be, so we can help empower your health and empower your life. Let's go now. We've got a caller, Roger. Hi, Roger. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Good to talk with you, sir.
Good talking to you. I've got just got my blood test back here that I took the 25th of April. Anyway, I had a few concern spots. I've got a low sodium, not that bad, but I've got the high bilirubin that's bothering me. Bilirubin total, and okay. It says 1.3, and it's supposed to be between 6.2 and 8.3. And I've got a high iron serum that's 252, and the high is supposed to be 200, and so I'd lowered my cholesterol from the last 2 years from 241 down to 219, but I do have a high LDL, I've got it up, or HDL, I've got it up to 89 and so clear above 40, which brings my ratio down to 5.0, but I don't understand this D blood test. I've been taking vitamin D for 3 years or 2 years now, 5,000 units, and it's D25OH TOTA is 84, and a D25OH D3 is 84, but there's a D25D2 that's 4. I don't understand that.
All right, so you're saying there's three different blood tests on your test?
On my vitamin D, yeah.
On the blood test?
Right, on the blood test.
But it's saying that the one of the D3, the 125 is the way they call it, is 84. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's fine. That's all you need to go by.
Okay.
That's great. Remember, I always say between 70 and 90 on your blood test.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. Yeah. And what
so that's
about
a normal
iron
range? You know, that's a normal range. You talk. Has your doctor gone over these with you, or they just take it and they mailed it to you?
Oh, they just mailed it to me. I just usually, this is my
yearly
second opinion, because I go to a DO, and I had a lot of inflammation. 6 years ago, they said I had prostate cancer. I had TSA, PSA up to 19. And when I went to the DO, I found out that it was just inflammation. After they took my biopsy, they couldn't find no cancer. So I said, you ain't taking another one the next year. So I went to the DO, and he gave me a bunch of different things like, turmeric and quercetin and stuff. And I was on heavy doses of that, and I brought it down to 2.5. And it's been there for 4 years now.
That's fantastic. It really is.
But the iron has got me puzzled. 252, and it's supposed to be 200. I went and gave a pint of blood today because I know that'll bring it down.
Yeah, has it ever been that high before, or have you never had it checked?
You know, I've had it checked before, and it has been high. And so I started giving blood steadily for the last 3 years, and I hadn't given it for a year. And then now I've had my blood checked again, and here it comes back up. But I eat a lot of spinach. I eat this spinach because I wanted to. I had my blood pressure up here about a year ago. I had it up to 140. Well, now I just had it checked today, and it's 118 over 82. I've been eating spinach every other day and broccoli and that type of thing, and frozen. I got off the canned vegetables, and it seemed to bring blood pressure down, so I feel pretty good about that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm getting too much.
Yeah, spinach. I mean, well, it's possible, but it could be that you're that ferritin. Did they check ferritin by chance?
Ferritin. Let's see.
Ferritin with an F.
With an S?
F as in Frank. Ferritin.
Oh, ferritin. Okay. No, didn't check that. They've got all the other stuff, you know, glucose, urea and all that, alkaline and creatine.
Sometimes you can pick up a little bit too much iron. It just depends. I mean, if your doctor said, which you should definitely have a physician read those over. I mean, we're kicking around ideas right now, but definitely should go to your DO, sit down and go over those and kind of hash those out. The bilirubin, definitely need to have someone look at that beyond a shadow of a doubt. There's some issues that could be caused with that, that a doctor's going to need to look at, potentially do some more tests if they think necessary. The iron being a little bit elevated, could be some issues, could not be. Typically, sometimes you can pick up too much iron, maybe from your water supply, food supply, like you were talking about, and the body can hold on to it a little bit more. It'd be good to know what the ferritin levels are. The ferritin's more the storage tank of the iron. So even if your iron is elevated a little bit and it's floating around in the bloodstream, if your ferritin is low, it means that you're not absorbing it and utilizing it that well anyway. So those are the kind of things in your blood test. See, everything affects everything, and that's why a good comprehensive blood test, having it done every 6 months, don't wait a year. Every 6 months is really the better way to go, simply because your blood changes every 90 to 120 days. And because the blood changes, blood testing is lab work is one of the best tests you can have to figure out what your overall health is and get a good roadmap about what's going on. So yeah, make sure you get the blood test done on a more regular basis. Get with your DO, go over all those tests, and I think you'll find out some really good information in the middle of it all, because even though the numbers are what they are, there's more of a pattern, and it'll be good to see exactly what's going on. But I'll tell you what, having taking that 5,000 vitamin D over a regular basis over the last couple of years has really helped. That's going to help your immune system, bone density. It's going to help your endocrine system, which is your hormone system, function at a higher level and keep your mood better. Your brain chemistry functions so much better with a higher level of vitamin D in the body. And it's still within normal range, so that's a good thing. Keep me posted on how it's going. Thanks so much for the call. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family. Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Is it your greatest wealth? Are you focusing on your health right now? Have you made any changes with your health? That's the question you really need to ask yourself. Because if your health is your greatest wealth and you're making radical changes in your life and radical changes in your health, then that's when you're going to see the results. And what I always say, radical changes equal radical results with our health. It's powerful. But all you have to do is be willing to make a change, willing to do the things today others won't do, so you can have the things tomorrow others won't have. We're going to go to Matthew now. Hi, Matthew. Welcome to the show.
Question about glucose transporter 1 deficiency syndrome and how it differed from a gluten-free diet. GLUT1-DS is a rare condition that a friend of mine daughter has, and I'm interested in spreading the word about learning about her condition. And
well, the transporter 1 deficiency is a pretty challenging issue, and of course it can be characterized by infantile seizures and that sort of thing. So I mean, it's a challenge all the way around. The big issue with it is once it's diagnosed and once they've figured out exactly what it is, the most effective way of helping someone with that is what's called a ketogenic diet. And the ketogenic diet is where you don't really have much of carbohydrate in the diet, if anything. Atkins, you're familiar with Atkins diet, that's a ketogenic diet. And it's where you hardly have any carbohydrates, less than about 80 grams of carbohydrates a day. It throws your body into a situation that's called ketosis, and we throw off ketones where the body starts, doesn't have enough carbohydrate to really function, which our body focuses, you know, so much of our energy levels in our body functions off of ketones and, or I'm sorry, off of glucose. And so if it doesn't have enough, it will start breaking down our fats into ketones. It'll break down muscle tissue too, though. That's the challenge. And it'll create these ketones. Our body can actually function off of a process called gluconeogenesis. And based on that process, our body can create energy from these ketones. And it does work. And, you know, it can be a little challenging for some people. And that's why more of the Atkins diet can be, for a short term, it can be okay and you can cause someone to drop weight. For long term, it's a little bit more of a challenge. But these ketones can create energy within the body. And that is incredible. When you see how someone that's dealing with this glucose 1 transport issue or the deficiency, and it's when someone gets on the ketogenic diet, they can have it managed very well. And of course, there's medicine that can be involved, but from more of a natural standpoint, they've found that the ketogenic diet's one of the best ways to do it. And again, depending on the body weight and depending on, you know, the age, typically, it's one of those issues. I mean, typically it is with someone very young. So within that, there's some different issues. So you want to get with your physician or pediatrician, depending on who it is and whatever their age is that they're dealing with it. It's really good for seizure control too, for the ketogenic diet. That's something you want to look into for sure. And I mean, medicine wise and all, you just work with the doctor on that. But from a natural perspective, those are kind of my two cents. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Jerry. Hi, Jerry.
Hello, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call. I'm just calling and wondering, is there anything that you can help me maybe overcome my bout sometimes with diverticulitis?
Sure. What's going on? How often does it happen?
It seems to be reoccurring every approximately 90 days. Seems to be somewhere around that timetable.
It's a real hassle. When you eat certain foods, have you noticed anything that irritates it on your own?
No, not really.
Nothing really triggers it. So you eat like you normally eat. Sometimes you have a bout of it, and sometimes you don't, right?
Yes, sir. The other thing the doctor recommends for me is just taking my fiber a couple times a day.
Yeah, that's important. What does your diet look like? Give me a typical day in the life of you, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That might be probably my main cause of it. I'm not really with my work schedule. Sometimes I can go a day or two without eating regularly. It could be maybe once a day, maybe twice a day. It just depends. I'm not really on a schedule. Proper eating schedule, which could be my main cause of it, I would assume.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be the key, because any kind of digestive-related issue, and again, the diverticulum being in the digestive tract, it's, you know, you are what you eat, and the foods that you eat every single day matter, and so if you're just kind of winging it, which it sounds like you are, it's definitely not a priority. Not feeling the diverticulitis is a priority, but not eating well is definitely not a priority either. And so making it a priority is going to be one of your first major steps. So, I mean, if you really want to avoid these bouts, fiber is good. So if you want to do like a supplemental fiber, getting it up to at least 30 grams a day, that's going to be important. But I'm a bigger fan of getting fiber through your meals and getting enough fiber in your diet to make a big difference, to where it'll seriously impact your overall health. And you can do that. It's not hard. I mean, really, if you get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health, and look at the recommendations that are in there, and just making sure that you're following and eating anti-inflammatory foods, helping the digestive tract, building up the immune system, and supporting the digestive tract, probiotics can be extremely helpful. Digestive enzymes. Those two, along with a really great diet, makes a big difference. Now, the adage is, too, a lot of physicians will tell you to stay away from nuts because they can flare up the diverticuli. That is true. That is true. It can cause irritations. But if you're already eating kind of a junky diet anyway, fast food and just kind of winging it and eating whatever you can get by with, then see, there's one of your big challenges. So my encouragement to you is to focus on your diet. Focus on a food plan, something that's doable for you, so it's not so radical that you just want to throw the baby out of the bathwater. You want to actually follow through with it because you want to make it a priority. See, and once you make it a priority, then everything will change. You know, and that's one of the tough things, though. I mean, making these lifestyle changes, it can be tough. It's not easy. But if it was easy, everybody would be doing it, and we wouldn't have a country that was, 65% overweight. So it's just one of those things where you have to kind of have a made-up mind. And if you're asking me if there's a silver bullet, the diet for diverticulosis or diverticulitis, either one, that is always the silver bullet. You change the way you eat, you will change the way you live. And when it comes to chronic fatigue, there could be a number of reasons why you feel the way you do. And I would kind of challenge your doctor to make sure that they run the appropriate test so they can know exactly what's going on. Anything from anemia, whether it's B12 or iron, to your thyroid. And if they check your thyroid and they said, oh, everything's fine, everything's okay, make sure they check the TPO antibody. The TPO antibody is a really important test. And that TPO antibody is critical. Everything could be fine with the thyroid, but the TPO antibody could be off, showing some form of autoimmune disease that no one ever caught, but they decided to look at it. So that is a really good test to run when you're dealing with somebody that has chronic fatigue. Also have them look at your pituitary function, HGH, which is human growth hormone, FSH and LH, can be good blood tests to have your doc run. And just getting a good overall panel. When you deal with chronic fatigue, you got to look at everything. Got to look at dietary recommendations, making sure that you're not eating the wrong kind of foods, making sure that you're staying away from cow's milk, dairy, milk, cheese, yogurt, also any of the grains, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, any of the gluten-based foods. If you're dealing with chronic fatigue, one of the things you should consider is going gluten-free. The reason for that is because gluten is a tough protein that makes a big difference in our digestive tract, and it can wreak havoc. And so making those changes is a big deal. And with chronic fatigue, they can lift in 2 or 3 weeks if you make some of these changes. So imagine that. You've been so tired for so long. Imagine having your body function at a higher level so you feel completely different. That would be amazing, and that would make some of the biggest difference in your life. So hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Glenn. Hi, Glenn.
Hurt my back 10 years ago. I'm 50 years old now. Doctor, I was so naive, had no idea. Doctor got me hooked on hydrocodone, pain medicine. My Blue Cross would not, I wanted to get off. My Blue Cross wouldn't pay for a Bradford, which is a 12-step program here. And so I, naive as I was, went to a methadone clinic, and now I am on that hard and heavy, and asked them, does anybody ever get off of this? And they told me, not very often. And I want to get off this more than anything in the world. My sex life is over with. I've been on methadone now 6 years, and I'm impotent. And I know, I mean, I wasn't before I did started this stuff. And please help me get off this, Dr. Asa.
Partner, let me tell you this. The greatest thing you have going for you right now that is different than a lot of people that go into these pain clinics is that you want to get off of it and you want to get well. And see, that is the one key with anyone that wants to get well that is so difficult. And so I applaud you for that. Partner, let me tell you this. You can come off of this. There's nothing I can tell you right now to make you do that except, or to help you do that, except for your mindset. Got to go to a pain clinic, and I would get with a family physician. Both. I would do both. Two separate clinics. Have one as a coach, your family physician, and have the pain clinic both help you tailor down. But you're going to go through withdrawal, and it's going to be painful, and it's going to be hard. But I want to encourage you, don't quit, and don't give up.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Oh, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh? Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com. In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Your health is your greatest wealth. The body regenerates every single day. Each day, old cells die off. New cells form. What kind of choices are you making today to make sure that you have a healthy body tomorrow? There's a lot you can do. People say you're just stuck with the genetics you were given, that it's what grandma gave you and grandpa gave you, but that's not true. Some of that is true, but they say that about two-thirds of the choices that we make every single day will affect and determine our health. That is powerful. That puts a lot of it in our hands, and there's a lot that we can do with our health choices that we make every single day. Going to the break, the power of green tea, which is true. Green tea is extremely powerful, and just the incredible benefits it has for your overall health, for energy, for vitality, for metabolism, for inner health as far as helping reproduce good, new, healthy cells, building the immune system, one of the great, great whole food nutrients and foods, really, that we have on this earth. 888-283-7272. Let's crank it up. Quote for the day, Daniel Webster says, nothing of character is really permanent, but virtue and personal worth. Ronald in St. Louis writes in an email, I'm 53, and in the last couple of years, I've had really, really bad allergies. What can I do? Well, here's the deal, Ronald. Welcome to the club. Many people are dealing with allergies, especially in the southeast region where I come from. And the allergies can be really tough. But look at the root cause of allergies. If you get down to the nitty-gritty about pollen and ragweed and why your eyes get swollen and the water and all these kind of things go on, the reality is that when it comes down to allergies, it's about histamine. Histamine is produced from the mast cells or the basophils in the body. Without getting too technical, these are cells, and they produce histamine. Histamine is what causes all the drama from all the symptoms. Now, you got to look at what causes the histamine to be produced in these mast cells. Typically, what it comes from is our foods in the body that we're eating that create this histamine process. And it can be cow's milk, dairy for a lot of people. It can be wheat products. It can be gluten, which is a protein found in the grains. And that can cause a big issue. And so it happens year-round for most people. It's just that when the allergens are up, then they have a flare-up. But really, they're dealing with the mild, low-grade allergy throughout the year. That's why they don't have energy. That's why people struggle with things like chronic fatigue. A lot of times it's more allergy-based and histamine-based. So several things to do. You can look at looking at eliminating foods from your diet, seeing if that makes you feel better. Of course, the antihistamines are out there. That's what people typically take. But if you really want to get to the root cause, it's about eliminating certain foods, following an anti-inflammatory diet like that's in my book, Empowering Your Health. Following a diet like that that will cut down on inflammatory substances in the body so you don't produce the histamine, there are certain enzymes that work very, very well at breaking up the histamine. They're called proteolytic enzymes, and these are enzymes that are not taken with meals. They're taken about an hour away from meals throughout the day. When you take proteolytic enzymes, it helps go in, break down the excess proteins that are causing these histamines. And if you modify your food, the way you're eating, along with that, it can make a big difference and create a great road toward eliminating or cutting down on allergies within the body. So there's a great way to do that. There's also certain techniques that physicians can use called desensitization. And a lot of alternative care practitioners can do this, and it's pretty powerful. So you might want to talk with your local doctor about some of the desensitization techniques for allergies. They can work very, very well. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Beatrice. Hi, Beatrice.
Hello.
How can I help
you? How are
you? I'm living well.
Good. I was calling about weight loss. I've been trying everything to lose weight, and I'll lose a few pounds, and then I'll gain that back plus a few more. And I have a problem with the sunspots on my face, blotches, and my dermatologist told me that it was melasma, and it was caused from the hormone pill that I take. And so she gave me some bleach cream to use on my face, and that doesn't seem to help. Is there anything that you can recommend?
Okay, the cream is not helping?
No, uh-uh.
Okay. All right. And your physician, that's all they've given you?
Correct.
Okay. Have you tried anything else?
I've tried the laser procedure that they do, but it's only like two treatments. It's so expensive. I couldn't afford to, continue that.
Right. No, it is expensive. Well, from a dietary perspective, there's several things you can do. Are you following already a pretty good diet? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I try to. I try to do like just chicken and turkey and my vegetables and fruit. And now I'm a sweet eater, though. It's hard for me to cut out my sweets. I have a difficult time giving up a sweet.
Yeah, well, sugar plays a big role, too, in creating a lot of inflammation in the body.
Uh-huh.
And so that might be one route to go if you're looking at that, because with any kind of issue, such as even melasma, you've got to cut down inflammation within the body. And so until you get your diet down to where you've eliminated not just the junk food, but all the foods, like in my list, I have an entire list in my book that will show you all the foods that create a lot of inflammation and the ones that will reduce it. And really, you want to focus on getting that set first, keeping your omega-3 fatty acids at a good level and getting the bacterial flora in your digestive tract at a good level as well. Black walnut and wormwood could be potentially helpful, and they have those in most health food stores, and you can talk to the people that run those about those, how to take it and all that kind of thing. But those have been shown to be helpful as well. I wouldn't stop using the creams, though, unless they're just absolutely not helping at all. Unfortunately, the laser treatments are a little bit expensive, but they have been shown to work very well. I've seen research based around those. Thanks so much for the call. Puts another hour in the chart. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.